Well, now let's check in on one of the worst storms to hit California and Nevada in a decade. The region is experiencing major floods and mudslides. Hundreds of homes have been evacuated, and rain and snow are expected to continue through Thursday. Jay Familietti is a hydrologist and senior water scientist at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He's on Skype. And first, tell us what it's like there in California right now.
It's quite varied across the state. Of course, up north, that region has been hit very hard. It's received over 4 inches of rain overnight, in some places up to 9 inches, and there's been a tremendous amount of flooding and rising rivers and other hazards. In the southern half of the state, you know, not so much. We get some heavy rain overnight, but it continues to be pretty dry here.
Have you seen a storm like this before in your career?
Oh, I certainly have. I've lived in some places that have experienced extreme precipitation as well as extreme drought. I used to live in Texas. But for California, this is a major storm for sure.
What does it mean for the ongoing drought in California?
In the short term, our reservoirs will be replenished. So that, of course, is great news. In the long term, you know, we need to have a few winters like this to really help us get out of our chronic water scarcity situation.
Even with a big storm like this, it's not enough to bring you back to where you need to be?
It's not enough for the long term. It's enough for the short term, but we use so much water here in California, in particular to grow food in the Central Valley, that it seems that we never have enough.
That's Jay Familietti of the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.